9 lines down on the white lines. Turn around, Shmoinim Tamidim, Hoy Loy Le Hilda Zokin. Hilda Zokin had 80 Tamidim. Shleishim Mehem, 30 of them, Ru'uyim, worthy, they're so worthy, Shetishra Aleim Shechina Kumesha Abeinu. On such a high madrega, that the Shechina could even rest on them, like Moshe Abeinu. Shleishim Mehem, 30 of them, Ru'uyim, Shetamud Lehem Chamo Kisho Benun. They're so great that it could be like they can make the sun stand still like Yeshua ben Nun did. Esrim Beinunim, 20 of them were Beinunim, they were in between. So either you can learn Beinunim. Yes, Beinunim means they were in between Moshe Beinu and Yeshua ben Nun. Godo Shabakulam, the greatest of all of them. Does that mean the greatest of those 20? Or Godesh Abakulam of all the 80 Tamidim. So it's Machlokes exactly how to learn. What's the Godesh Abakulam? Is it going back on the Esrim Beinunim? So 20 of them were in between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua ben Nun. And of those 20, the Godesh Abakulam was Yonis ben Aziel. Or Shabakulam of all 80, the Godol Shabakulam was Yonis ben Aziel. He was the greatest. Cotton Shabakulam, the cotton, the smallest one of all of them was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amar Olav al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shelo yaniach, he didn't leave. That means he learned everything. He learned Mikra, or Chumash, or Mishnah, Mishnayos, Gemara. Gemara doesn't mean the Gemara like what we have, because they were the Gemara. Rashi says it's the Svara, the understanding. Shoy Yitanoim Achreinim, Medaktik and Medivere Rishonim. To Medaktik and the earlier Tanoim, exactly what they meant, and to explain everything that they said. Halachos, Rashi says that's referring to Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So he knew every Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Rashi gives some examples of good Asik and Lovod that we learned, Daifin Akuma, and then the Shiurim, the share of everything, Chatzitza, how much of a Chatzitza is considered a Chatzitza, Mechitzis, all those things, Halacha Moshe Mesinai, he knew them all. Agodos is referring to Medrash Rabba, Medrash Tanchuma, Tektukei Torah. So Rashi explains a different osius, like we're going to see it later on in the Gemara, Ha Ezrach, the hay of a word. It's come to exclude women, the Gemara says later on this Amud. So he knew all the different halachas, what you're medaktik, what you're particular in every word of the Torah, and what's it coming to teach. The Dukduke Sfarim, right? Those are Gezeris that Chazal came along, Gezeris Medrabanon, different Suyogim, different precautions that were put in place. So he knew every Gezerah Medrabanon. Kalim Vechamurim, a Kavachemus, knew every Kavachemah, the Gezerah Shavos, the Torah writes two words in two different places, but it's the same word. So you compare the two, intercross the both of them, you can learn out one from another. Tkufos is understanding the Cheshbon Hiluch Chama V'Levona, exactly how the moon works, the sun works, when the Molad would be, all things like that. The Gematrios, so Gematrios is the way we understand it, the numerical value of something, so you can learn out, it's another whole, this Pardus. Pardus is Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soids. Right, so the Ramazim and the Gematrios, right, although Rashi says that there's another type of Gematria, where the first letter of the alphabet corresponds to the last letter, and the second letter of the alphabet corresponds to the second last letter, and so on. It's known as Atbash, right? The Aleph and the Tof, the Beis and the Shin, the Gimel and the Resh, etc. So it's known as Atbash. So it's a whole way of understanding the Torah through Atbash. You knew all that. Sichus Malach Hesharis, the understanding of the Malachim, the whispering, the talking of the Malachim, the Sichos Shadim, their conversation, the mode of conversation, the Sichos Dekolim, right, the whispering of the palm trees, so when the trees rustle, what is one tree saying to another? Right, Rashi says, Lo Yadana Mahi, I don't know what exactly that is, right, what trees talk to each other, the Shadim talk to each other, as if they have conversations. Mesholos Kaisen Mashalot Shulim, the give it to the, all the different Mashalim, the different the parables of laundrymen and foxes. Right, lots of stories. The fox meets the fish by the water, says, come and live with me. Your nets are surrounding you. Right? The fish say, look, over here we might get killed, we might not get killed. If we come on land and live with you, we'll for sure get killed. That's only a mashal, the Gemara says, is that a person at the time when the Romans said, don't learn Torah. So if you learn Torah, you might get killed, you might not. But if you don't learn Torah, for sure you're finished. Right? So those are mashalim of Sha'ulim. There used to be lots and lots of mashalim, all based around the fox. Dover Godol v'Dover Cotton. Big things and small things. Every part of Torah, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai knew. So what's called big, what's called small? So the Gemara explains, Dover Godol's Ma'aseh Merkava. Ma'aseh Merkava, which is the first parak of Yecheskel, which talks about the Nevuah Yecheskel and Navi had, of exactly how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chariot and the Kisa covered and the Malachim, how the Lord is. And Dover Cotton is Avais, the Abai V'Rova, all the questions, all the shailas of Abai V'Rova. Each one has to buy Boilu Rova, Boilu Abaya. So all those he knew exactly claw with the clarity to get it all. Kaima Shinema Lahanchil Oyeva Yesh, Lahanchil to bequeath, Loshanova Nachla, inheritance. Oyeva, those who love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yesh, there is rewards. But it's a Sayem Amale, I will fill up their storehouses. I'll fill them up with Torah and Chochma. Right? And that's what happened to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Hashem Baruch Hu filled up his storehouse. His mind was full with Torah and Chochmah. This was the cotton shebekulam, which was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Godol shebekulam. Can you imagine about the Godol, the greatest one? What was he like? Amr Olav al Yonasan ben Azir. They said about Yonasan ben Azir, b'shosh yeshiv ha'isuk b'Torah, when he's sitting and learning Torah, kol oif sheparech olo miyad nisraf. Everything, anytime that he learned Torah, a bird that flew over him got burnt. Right, so there's two pshatim over here, Rashi and Taisis. Rashi says, right, towards the end of the thin lines, just before the Mishnah, every bird that flew over him got burnt, nisraf, says Rashi, shehoyu malachi ashoros muskafsin sevivov, the malachim, the fiery angels, surrounded Rabbi Yonasan ben Azir when he was learning. The Shemaya Divrei Torah appeared. They wanted to hear the Divrei Torah. The Malachim wanted to hear Divrei Torah. Malachim were there. So any bird that flew over got burnt. Taisa says, Shehadvarim Smechim Kinisinosam Sinai. And when he learned, it was such a clarity, such a simcha, when he learned, as mamish like a Maimid HaSinai, Shenosna Torah Be'esh, the Torah was given with fire. Similar says Taisa, you find the story with Rabbi Lezer B'Shua, with the Baya Suda, and they'll eat their bathing suddas bris, and the fire surrounded them when they were learning. Right? Why? So Rashi learns that it was the Malachim coming, and Taisus learns it was a Maimed Hasin, and Maimed Hasin was given with fire. And this was the Yonasan ben Azil. Now Yonasan ben Azil was all the, he was the greatest of the 80 Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken. So what happened when Hillel HaZaken learned? Did the birds above him also get burnt or not? Talmud already, all the birds got burnt. Stomach Hillel HaZaken also, but you don't find that the Gemara says that. So I heard from the Matzah Druk, Zechasav Gavrocha, he said that a very, very great person could conceal his greatness. So Hillel HaZaken was so great that he was able to contain and hide his greatness, right, that the birds didn't get burnt. He used to say, we think Lamed Vav Tzadikim are those hidden tzaddikim out there in the forest somewhere. Because no, the Lamed Vav tzaddikim is the tzaddikim that you knew. Right? Because of Shlomo Zalman and the Pshach. Because whatever you knew about them was maybe 1% of the true greatness. Because they were hiding the rest. That's why you find a lot of times, after a tzaddik is niftah, all of a sudden there's loads and loads and loads of stories. This story comes out, and this meifis comes out. What happened when they were alive? When they were alive, they were busy hiding it. They were bereach men hakoved. Once they're nifta, they're not being barech anymore. They're not there to hide it. Then the stories all come out.
Right, so people. Hillel was on the same level as the.
They were tamidim.
Yeah.
They were tamidim of Hillel HaZaken. Right. So if they were tamidim, must be the Rebbe's even greater. Right, so therefore, what happened? What was the birds at the top of Hillel?
You say Hillel was greater than Moshe.
Quite greater than Moshe. It's Ruim Shatisha Shchin Aleim. So the Chari Hillel was even. The Pashtus Hillel was on a greater Madrega. Well, at least on par with his Talmidim. The Chari. Yeah, what? No, and they didn't surround Hillel Azokan to hear the Torah of Hillel.
If that's where the ish came from, so he had no, you can't influence whether the Malachim come and listen.
You know, but some, if they wanted to come and hear the Torah of the Talmud, some of they wanted to hear the Torah of the Rebbe as well.
And the birds would have died.
The birds would get burnt. Yeah. I mean, so how would we be able to conceal it? That's what you're saying. Yeah.
Probably on him.
Yeah. Rabbi Yaakov Gnitzky says people go to the kever of Yonatan ben Azil. It's a school for shiduchim. Go to Amuka, to his grave, a school for shiduchim. So the stipler already says there's no makar for it. It's all made up. Right? Other people say that because when you go to the men's side, there's always, the girls always leave their siddur with the phone number. Right? The bochum leave their siddur and their tehillim on the lady's side. That's how all the shidduchim are made. Everybody's so busy with the mitzvah of Shabbos Haveda. But Yakulinsky says that when Yonatan ben Azil learnt, any bird that flew over his head got burnt. Because people can't find the shidduch because they have lots of birds in their head. Right? Lots of ideas in their head. Anything that flies into your head, just burn it. All these things, all these different ideas flying around, just burn it. Get rid of it. Get rid of your whole shopping list. Realize what's important, and then a person will find the shidduch. Because that's why you go to Yonatan ben Azil to get that message. Okay, says a new Mishnah now. All right, this Mishnah we actually learned at the beginning of the first parak, because it's negated to the sugya there. Oh, so there's actually two machlekes in this Mishnah. That's what came out from the previous sugya that we learned in the first parak. Mishahay reishu v'rubay b'sukkah. If somebody had reishu v'rubay b'sukkah, he himself and most of his body was inside the sukkah, but v'shulchan b'seich habayis, the shulchan was in the house. So we had two ways to learn this, and that's the way we understood it. That's why the Gemara in the first parak explains this Mishnah. There's two machlekes over here, b'sham v'sukkah. One machlekes is a huge, huge sukkah, but you're afraid it might rain. So the fellow goes and he has a beautiful laid out table. It's a shame that all the food should get wet. If it starts pouring, so he has the table inside the house, and he's sitting by the door inside the sukkah, right, but by the house. Right, so he's actually inside the sukkah, but his table is inside the house. Right, and he takes food to his mouth, and he's sitting inside the sukkah. Right, so here's the sukkah, and then from here onwards is the table inside the house. When I take the food, I'm eating it inside the sukkah. But there's a gazeer that will lean over to get some food and eat, and then he's ready in the house. So that's one machlokes. It's like a big sukkah, but the whole table's inside the house. The other machlokes is that it was a very, very small sukkah. Tiny, tiny sukkah, just enough space for him, but no space for his table. Tiny, tiny little sukkah. The table had to be inside the house. So what's the minimum share of a sukkah? So let's see the mission again. Misha Yerosho V'rubay B'sukkah. Doesn't say what size the sukkah is. That's the two ways to learn. V'shulchanah B'teich HaBayis. B'shamay Poislim, B'shamay say it's no good. Or B'silu Machshim, B'silu say it is good. Either because B'shamay say it's no good because the sukkah is too small. Or there's a gzeira, if it's a big sukkah, but we're talking about the tables inside the house, he will lean over. Because they hold, as long as you're in the sukkah, that's good enough. That's a good enough size. And we're not worried that if it's a big sukkah and the table's inside the house, we're not worried he's going to lean over and eat. Was it not the story? The elders of B'sham Yisrael went to visit on sukkahs. Cholomite sukkahs, they went to visit the B'sham ben Acharanus. Umatsohu, they found him. He himself was sitting inside the sukkah. However, v'shochanoi v'seich habayis, v'loy amr loy dava. They didn't say anything. Yeah. So you see, this is who talking. Beisila lebeishamai. You say, see, look, they all went. Nothing was said. So it must be it's okay. Amr loy. V'loy amr loy dava. Amr lahem. So Beshamai said back, Amr le Beshamai, Misham Rai, what, you bring me a Rai from that story? No, you got that story wrong. V'af him Amrle, the Taka said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharanus, Im Kain, if this is the way you conduct yourself, Im Kain, Yisunoig, Lekiyamta Mr. Sukkah Miyamecha. Because Taka, Beshamai said, it's Paisel, Right? It's no good to sit in such a sukkah, which either is too small or pshat is that the sukkah is, he's in the sukkah, but shulchan b'toich habayis. Okay, new thing in the Mishnah. Noshim v'avodim k'tanim patur min ha-sukkah. Noshim v'avodim k'tanim patur min ha-sukkah. Kotan she'ein tzorach li'imoy, chayev b'sukkah. Kotan, which doesn't need his mother anymore, then he's chayev to be in the sukkah, because the mitzvah of chinuch. The mitzvah of chinuch always goes according to the age that the child can comprehend of what's taking place. Right? So it's very nice when you take a three-year-old and you put tzitzis on him. Right, that's not mamash a mitzvah chinuch yet, because he doesn't understand b'chlal, what the word mitzvah means and what tzitzis is. When they're older, usually they say the age of chinuch is 8 and 9, but depending on how old he is, right, a five-year-old understands there's something called Shabbos, Shabbos special, you don't put a light on. You have to go and get a five-year-old to put a light on for you is wrong. Right, because it's wrong for two reasons. One, because you're supposed to keep Shabbos with your children, but as the child himself is already up to their age of chinuch, the five-year-old already knows, no, it's Shabbos today, we don't put on lights. Beginning to understand a little bit the concepts. So Legabe Sukkah, once he doesn't need his mother anymore, then there's already chiyuv of chinuch, medrabonon, to keep him in the sukkah. Maisa v'yodah kolosa shesham ha'azokin. The daughter-in-law, Shama Azokin, gave birth. Or piches ha'samaziva, they removed the plaster above the cots. The sichich agabe amitim put schach on top of the bed, v'shvil cotton, because of the child, right? Even though he's a young child, he still needs his mother because he's baby, brand new baby. Still, the child gets the hashpa for being in the sukkah, and that's why they went ahead and did it. Not that that was mamish the halacha. Menon amidi, how do you know that noshim are potim in a sukkah? The Tanya Rabbanon, the pasuk says, Ezrach. Ezrach, that's someone who is a native to Klal Yisrael, has to sit in the sukkah. The sukkah station of Shivas Yomim, called Ezrach Bi Yisrael, Yeshua B'sukkah. So the word Ezrach without the hay, right, is telling you anybody who's a native, anybody who's there. Ha Ezrach, the native one in Klal Yisrael. So what's the hay? The Hoytzias Anoshim, right? That's the example Rashi brought down before of the Tukei Torah being medactic every word in the Torah. The extra hay, right, is the Hoytzias Anoshim coming to exclude women that they're not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. Lemeimah, does this mean that the word the Ezrach means? No, I missed the line. Amamar, ha Ezrach is lahoitzias hanoshim. Right, the word ha Ezrach is coming to lahoitzias hanoshim. Fekdmar lemeimah, does this mean the Ezrach? The word Ezrach itself, without the hay, bein noshim, bein gavri mashma. It's mashma women and men. But hatanya, but we learned concerning Yom Kippur. Right, the pasuk says. Right, ta'anu es nafshei seichem, v'chol malacha lo yisasu, ha ezrach, v'hagera gor b'seichichem. Right, so the word is being redacted by Yom Kippur. The word, it says ha ezrach, we have a braisa that says ha ezrach, l'rabois es anoshim ha ezrachos, the native women, shechayeves be'inui, that they're mechuyiv in the ta'anu es nafshei seichem, to go and fast. Alma, so you see, Ezrach by itself, Gavri Mashma, and Ha Ezrach is coming to include the women that they need to fast. So we have a stira between the word Ha Ezrach by Sukkah to Ha Ezrach by Yom Kippur. But Ha Ezrach by Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, is coming to include the women that they need to fast. And Ha Ezrach by Sukkahs, the extra hay, is coming to exclude them. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So therefore, Amar Rava, Rava says, really has nothing to do with the extra hay, the Joshua's. Hilchasaninu, it's all halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that by sukkah the potter, and by Yom Kippur the chayav. Vas mechinu rabbonon akroi. And the Torah, the rabbonon came along, and they supported it. They said, no, it's based on psukim, right? But it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai that they are chayav by inui. Okay. I will carry on, Mr. Shem. Come on.